A 5-acre fire destroyed one home in Haines and spread to state forest land Monday night. The National Forest Service is flying in to aid the local volunteer fire department. KHNS reporter Claire Strempel has this report on the 8.5-mile fire.
A fire started at 8.5-mile on the Haines Highway at about 6 o'clock on Monday evening. The fire consumed one residence, and firefighters are working to protect four others. There are no reported injuries. At last report, the 5-acre fire moved onto state lands, burning uphill and north.
We currently have a 20-person Forest Service crew mobilizing, which should be on scene by the end of the day.
Paul Robbins Jr. is the public affairs staff officer for the Tongass National Forest. There's a cooperative agreement between the U.S. Forest Service and Alaska State Forests when it comes to fighting fires. So the U.S. Forest Service will relieve the Haines Volunteer Fire Department this evening.
Some of the crews coming from the Tongass, some of the crews coming from the Chugach National Forest, so they're coming in from all over Alaska.
Robbins says Forest Service firefighters will also focus on protecting residences when they arrive in Haines. Haynesboro Dispatch got the call just before 6:30 on Monday, and Haynesboro Volunteer Fire Department has been fighting the fire since that evening. Private company Coastal Helicopters is delivering water by bucket to the firefighters. The cause of the fire is unknown at this time. The fire department does not yet have a representative available for comment. Alaska transitioned into fire season this month, but Alaska Division of Forestry's Tim Mowry says fires in the southeast region are rare.
We don't usually pick up many fires in southeast, obviously, because it's a rainforest.
Statewide this year, there have been 135 reported wildfires that burned over 33,000 acres. Only 6 of those were in southeast.
You know, 33,000 acres is really nothing in Alaska because we're so big. Typically we're going to see 650,000, 700,000 acres in a typical year.
There's an increased risk of fires in Alaska this year, especially along main road corridors. Mowry attributes this year's increased risk to an early spring and abnormally dry or drought conditions in the panhandle. Further up the highway from the blaze in Haines, CBC reports a nearly 500-hectare fire burning near Haines Junction in the Yukon. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.